大家好，我很感谢你们邀请我来到你们教会，我看见你们教会是欣欣向荣的一个教会，
I can see the Lord's blessing.
我可以看见主在你们之间的祝福。
Today, we're going to talk about your faith, your faith.
今天我们讲到的主题是你的信心，你的信心。
Okay, it skipped here. My computer's a little slow today.
对不起，我的电脑今天比较慢一点。
So, here's a scripture.
这里有一段经文。
It says, have faith in God. Have faith in God.
耶稣说，你们当信服神。
Here's the scripture too. It says, faith. Who has faith? Every man has a measure of faith.
这里又还有一段经文。谁有信心呢？事实上，每一个人都是按照神所分给他的，有信心的。
If we look at the last part of the verse, it says that we should think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man.
我们如果来看这罗马书这节经文，就是说，我们就是说要照着神所分给个人的信心大小看得合乎中道。
So God has dealt to every man the measure of faith.
所以神对于每一个人都有分给个人的信心，有不同的度量。
So who has faith? Every man.
谁有信心呢？其实每一个人都应该有信心的。
Here we see Peter in Mark chapter 11. Verse 21 and 22, Peter was calling to remembrance about the fig tree which withered away.
我们在马可福音十一章二十一节到二十二节，这里彼得就是看见无花果树，就想起耶稣所说的话。
Jesus answering them, saith unto them, Have faith in God.
耶稣回答他说，你们当信服神。
So we're told in scripture to have faith.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们要有信心，要信服神。
Your own faith is important to you. You might need faith for a miracle.
我们自己的信心对我们是很重要的。我们可能需要有信心才能够看见神在我们身上做奇妙的事。
The scripture says, where the woman who had an issue of blood touched the hem of his garment.
这段经文讲的是一个患有血漏的妇人，她摸着耶稣衣服的穗子边缘。
In Matthew 9:22, it says,
在马太福音第九章二十二节这样说，
Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her,
耶稣转过来看见他，
He said, Daughter,Be of good comfort.
耶稣说，女儿，放心。
Thy faith hath made thee whole.
你的信救了你。
So Jesus proclaimed to that woman, Thy faith hath made thee whole.
所以耶稣对这位女士说，你的信心使你得救了你。
So you might ask the woman, is faith important to you?
所以我想问你，你的信心对你是不是很重要呢？
Faith is important to this woman.
信心对这个女人来讲是很重要的。
Because Jesus said, thy faith hath made thee whole.
因为主耶稣说你的信救了你。
So faith is important to this woman. Faith is important to you and I.
所以信心对这位女人是何等的重要，同样的，信心对你我也是何等的重要。
I want to tell a testimony of an example of faith.
我愿意在这里跟大家分享关于信心的一个见证。
You might say, how do I have faith?
你可能会问，我怎么能够有信心呢？
What do I do?
我应该做什么呢?
A friend of mine was in Chicago preaching.
我有一位朋友在芝加哥讲道。
After he was called into the ministry, he went preaching in Chicago.
他被神呼召来全时间服侍神，他就到芝加哥去讲道。
He was on the streets of Chicago for a year or 2 years.
他在芝加哥的街头，讲到一两年。
The south side of Chicago.
是在芝加哥的南端，芝加哥市南端。
He was having results there. People were being saved.
他做的工作有结果子，就是有人得救了。
People who he would talk to were being saved.
他所交谈的人，这些人当中有信主的，得救的。
Some of the ladies of the night were being saved.
甚至有那些这些从事妓女的也得救了。
Not everybody was happy about some of the results on the streets of Chicago.
然而有些人对于这个在芝加哥街头这个区域所发生的事情，他们并不高兴。
One day, a man walked up to this friend of mine.
有一天有一个这样的人就走向我这位朋友。
A big man saying, I hate you.
一个身躯高大的一个男子就对他说我恨你。
He says, I don't want you around here.
我不希望你在我们这个区域里面出现。
He said, I'm going to knock your block off.
我要把你打倒。
Very threatening.
这是非常具有威胁性的话。
So my friend began to pray to himself. He said to him, God loves you.
我这位朋友呢，他的第一个反应是先向神祷告，然后他对这位威胁他的人说，神是爱你的。
And this man threatening him said, shut up.
shut up. 这个威胁他的人说闭嘴。
So my friend began to pray.
所以我这位朋友就开始祷告。
He prayed quietly, Lord, help me. Do you have a verse of scripture for me?
他在心里无声的祷告，说主啊，求你帮助我，你有没有合适的经文让我可以得到帮助呢？
And God gave him a scripture verse.
神就给了他一节经文。
The phrase he got was, that wicked one toucheth him not, that wicked one toucheth him not.
神给他的这个经文就是说恶者无法害他。
So this man, my friend, said, thank you, Lord.
所以我的朋友就马上感谢神。
He said, I like that scripture.
他说我很喜欢这个经文。
And then he began to say quietly,
然后他心里又暗暗地说,
He said, he's wicked. He toucheth me not.
他说, 这个人是邪恶的, 但是他是无法害我的。
He's wicked. He toucheth me not.
这个人是恶者, 但是他不能害我。
He was believing that verse.
他就是坚信这一节经文。
So the man threatening this threatening man said, I hate you.
所以这位威胁他, 而且并且直接告诉他, 我恨你的这个人。
I'm going to knock your block off.
我是要把你打昏, 打倒。
And there began a crowd to gather around. There was 6 or 8 people.
然后周围就开始聚集了一些人在旁观。
And this threatening man took a swing at my friend.
这个威胁我朋友的这个壮汉, 他就开始挥拳要击打我的朋友。
And he just missed his nose.
刚好这一拳打下来就没打到他的鼻子, 刚擦过去。
Now my friend had his nose broken before.
我这位朋友, 他的鼻子以前受过伤。
He didn't want his nose broken again.
他以前鼻子, 鼻骨受损, 他不希望他的鼻子再次受损。
And he was thinking if he got hit and went down, then all of the crowd would jump on him.
他心里在想, 如果他被打中了, 他就会往前扑倒, 那周围那些围观的人也会来踩在他身上。
And so he was saying, he's wicked, he toucheth me not.
所以他心里就在说, 这是一个恶者, 这恶者是无法加害于我的。
But he saw how threatening it was.
他看见这个是非常威胁的一刻。
So he prayed again, he said, Lord, I thank you for that verse. Do you have another scripture verse?
我这位朋友又开始对神祷告, 他说主啊, 我为这些经文来感谢你, 但是你还有没有其他的经文可以给我呢?
Something a little more powerful, maybe.
是不是有一些更有力的经文呢?
And God gave him a scripture.
然后神又给他了一节经文。
So the verse he got was, the wicked fleeth when no man pursueth. The wicked fleeth when no man pursueth.
神就给了他这节经文在箴言里面,恶人虽无人追赶也逃跑。
And so now he began to say, Lord, thank you for that verse.
所以我的朋友又再次感谢神。
I like that one.
感谢神,他说我很喜欢这节经文。
And he began to pray, he's Lord, he's wicked. He's the wicked flee when no man chaseth.
他就开始祷告, 他说主啊, 这人是邪恶的, 恶人虽无人追赶也要逃跑。
Lord, he's wicked. The wicked flee when no man pursueth.
主啊, 恶人是恶人, 恶人虽无人追赶也逃跑。
And then he prayed, he said, Lord, I see him now. He's fleeing. The wicked flee when no man chases. I see him fleeing now.
然后他又接着祷告说, 主啊, 我看见他逃跑, 虽然没有人追赶, 他要逃跑。
This threatening man said, you're a waste of my time.
这个壮汉威胁他的这个恶人, 他就说, 你简直就是在浪费我的时间。
And he told the crowd, let's go. And this man turned and he left.
然后这个人就对围观的, 可能都是他的小喽啰, 就是跟他们说, 我们走吧。 然后他们就离开了。
So this is an example of believing, an example of faith.
这就是一个相信的例子,
Now we're going to talk about the testimony in Scripture.
现在我们要来讨论一下今天经文里面的见证。
So the definition of alms means a compassionate or a act of compassion.
在这里经文里面有提到这个捐助哈，捐助就是说是是一种出于怜悯的一种慈善的行为。
An act of compassion would be like giving money.
一个活泼有功效的捐助就像是要你把金钱捐助给有需要的人。
So the disciples, Peter and John, were going into the temple.
所以我们在这里看到彼得和约翰他们进到圣殿。
And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried.
有一个人生来是瘸腿的，被抬到圣殿。
He was so lame they had to carry him.
他是如此的残障瘸腿，所以必须要别人来抬他。
In Acts chapter 4 and verse 22, it says this man was above, he was older than 40 years old.
在使徒行传第四章二十六节提到这位瘸子其实是二十多岁的。
They laid him at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful.
他们把他放在殿前面一个叫美门的地方。
To ask alms of them that entered into the temple.
要求进殿的人来周济他。
Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked alms.
他看见彼得、约翰将要进殿，就求他们周济。
Or he was asking for money.
就是说他是跟他彼得、约翰要一点钱。
Now notice he asked, he asked, he requested.
请注意，他是有要求他们，他请求他们。
And Peter just didn't continue walking.
彼得就停下来了。
Peter stopped, and Peter and John stopped, and fastening his eyes upon, and Peter fastening his eyes upon him with John.Said, look on us.
彼得、约翰就停下来，不再前行。他们定睛看他，彼得说，你看我们。
So he told the man, look on us.
他们告诉那个人，看着我们。
And the man obeyed.
这个人也就听从了，也就顺服了。
He gave heed unto them.
他就把自己交给他们。
Expecting to receive something of them.
这个人就留意看他们，指望得着什么。
So he was expecting.
所以他是有所期望的。
Expecting is a word something similar to faith.
期望这个词所指的与信心有一点类似。
When you pray, you're expecting something.
当你祷告的时候，你是有期望一些事情。
This man was expecting something.
这个瘸子他也指望，他也在期望得到些什么。
So he looked on Peter and John expecting something.
所以那人就定睛就留意看着彼得和约翰期望能够得着什么。
Perhaps he was expecting money.
也许他期望能够从他们那里得到一点钱。
But he was expecting something.
他就是在期望能得着什么。
And Peter said,Silver and gold have I none.
然而彼得说金和银我都没有。
But such as I have give I thee.
只把我所有的给你。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up.
于是拉着他的右手扶他起来。
And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength.
他的脚和踝子骨立刻健壮了。
So what did Peter have to give?
所以彼得有什么能给他呢？
What did Peter have to give?
彼得能有什么给他？
Peter had no money.
彼得没有钱啊。
But what Peter had was faith.
然而彼得是大有信心的。
What Peter had was the name of Jesus.
彼得所拥有的就是耶稣基督的名。
So Peter gave him the name of Jesus.
所以彼得把耶稣基督的名送给这个人。
And the man was looking on Peter, expecting something.
这个人就是定睛在彼得身上，期望能得到什么东西。
So he was attentive, or he was paying attention to what, to Peter and John.
所以他是密切的注意彼得和约翰。
And Peter said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk."
彼得说，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
And so then Peter gave him a lift.
所以彼得就拉他一把。
He took him by the hand.
扶他起来，拉着他的右手扶他起来。
And the man received strength.
这个人就得着力量。
In his feet and ankle bones.
他的脚跟踝子骨就健壮起来，立刻健壮了。
And leaping up, he stood.
他就跳起来站着。
So now the man is standing.
现在这个人是可以站起来了。
And he walked.
而且他又行走。
So now he walked.
所以现在他能够行走了。
And he entered into the temple.
所以他最后就走进了圣殿。
So first he was standing, then he was walking, and now he's leaping.
所以一开始，他就是站起来，然后他可以走路，甚至是可以跳着走，走得很快。
So he went from standing to walking, to leaping, and praising God.
所以他经过这几个阶段，从站立、行走、跳跃，来赞美神。
And all the people saw him walking and praising God.
百姓看见他行走，都来赞美神。
They witnessed it.
他们都见证了这事。
And they knew it was the man that was lame asking for alms.
他们都晓得这个人就是素常坐在殿的北门口求周济的。
And they had wonder and amazement. They were amazed.
他们都觉得非常的稀奇惊讶。
Now Peter, he proclaimed, he said, "Why marvel ye at this?"
彼得就说，你们为什么把这事当作稀奇呢？
In verse 12, it says, Peter saw it, he answered unto the people.
在第十二节，彼得看见就对百姓说，
Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this?
以色列人啊，为什么把这事当作稀奇呢？
Or why look so earnestly upon us?
为什么定睛看我们？
As though in our own power or holiness, we had made this man to walk.
你们以为是我们凭自己的能力和虔诚使这人行走吗？
So was it Peter's power that made this man to walk?
这个人能够行走是因为彼得的能力吗？
Was it Peter's holiness that made this man to walk?
还是因为彼得的敬虔，虔诚使这个人能够走路呢？
No.
并不是的。
It was Jesus and the name of Jesus.
这人能够行走是因为耶稣基督的名。
In verse 13, Peter preaches to them and shares, he says there in verse 13, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers.
彼得在第十三节，跟大家这样分享，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，就是我们列祖的神。
Hath glorified his son.
引进荣耀了他的仆人，他的儿子耶稣。
So Peter here in this verse, he explains what happened. What happened?
所以在这里彼得解释这个事这里到底发生了什么事情。
So what happened?
到底发生了什么事呢？
God hath glorified his son, Jesus Christ.
神已经荣耀了他的儿子耶稣基督。
He glorified Jesus Christ in this miracle.
借着这个神迹耶稣神使耶稣基督得到荣耀。
Peter also explains how he explained what happened. What happened was Jesus was glorified in the miracle. God glorified Jesus.
彼得已经告诉大家所发生的事情就是神使他的儿子耶稣基督得荣耀借着这个神迹来得荣耀。
Now Peter explains how it happened.
现在彼得又来解释说这个事情是如何发生的。
It says in verse 16, and his name through faith in his name hath made this man strong.
在第十六节彼得说因为信他的名便叫你们所看见所认识这人健壮了。
Whom ye see and know.
这个人是你们所认识所知道的所看见的。
So here is the gospel. Here is a miracle.
所以这里就是福音就是神迹。
It's something that you can see and know.
如果是一个你所能见到、你所知道的。
Often it's seen and heard. In this case, it's seen and they knew the man who was lame.
在这里的众人都知道这个人是个瘸子。
Whom ye see and know.
就是你们所看见的、所知道的所认识的。
He goes on to say, yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all.
这里又说正是他所赐的信心叫这人在你们众人面前全然好了。
So this is how it happened.
所以这就解释了这个事情是如何发生的。
It happened by faith in his name.
这个奇迹能够发生是因为这个瘸子对耶稣基督的名有信心。
And it happened by the faith of him, that's the faith of Jesus Christ, hath given this man perfect soundness.
是因为基于对耶稣基督的信心，所以叫这人能够得健壮。
This is how it happened.
这就是如何发生的。
Now Peter preached a small message to the crowd, telling them
接下来，彼得就对围观的众人进行一个小小的讲道。
And in verse 19, he explained to them, "Repent ye therefore and be converted."
第十九节，彼得告诉众人，所以你们应当悔改，使你们的罪得以涂抹。
Why should they repent and be converted?
为什么他们需要悔改归正呢？
It tells you in the scripture verse.
在这里经文告诉我们。
Repent and be converted that your sins may be blotted out.
经文告诉我们，我们应当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹。
That your sins may be forgiven.
我们的罪就得赦免。
And so Peter preached a message. So is the message of healing or is it a message of the gospel?
所以彼得所讲的道的主旨是讲医治呢，还是指悔改的福音呢？
When Jesus went about, he went about doing miracles and preaching the gospel.
耶稣基督在世的时候，他就是到处行走，施行神迹，同时他是传讲福音。
So is it about healing or is it about the gospel?
所以这是关乎得医治呢，还是福音？
It's about Jesus Christ.
这都是完全是专注在耶稣基督。
It's really both.
其实这是两者皆有的。
It's both healing and both the good news of salvation.
是关于得痊愈、得治疗，也是关于福音好消息。
So after the cross, when Jesus appeared unto the disciples,
在主耶稣十字架上受死之后复活，他向门徒们显现。
One of the disciples, Thomas, was told, but he was not there. He did not see Jesus.
当主耶稣第一次向门徒显现的时候，门徒之一叫多马的，他不在那里。
And Thomas said, I will not believe until I see the nail prints in his hands.
这个多马就说，别人告诉他主耶稣复活，他说我总不信，除非我要亲眼看见他手上的钉痕。
But they told him Jesus was alive.
其他的门徒告诉他耶稣基督是活着，复活了。
Thomas said, I will not believe. I will not believe.
多马就说我不信，我不信。
So Jesus appeared unto Thomas.
所以主耶稣就亲自向多马显现。
And he said, Behold my hands and my feet. Thrust it into my side.
耶稣就对多马说，伸过你的指头来摸我的手。
And be not faithless, but believing.
伸出你的手来探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。
Be not faithless, but believing.
不要疑惑，总要信。
And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God.
多马说，我的主，我的神。
So having faith is believing.
所以有信心的话就会相信。
And now we see Thomas has faith and he's believing.
我们在这里看见，多马原先不信，现在信的，相信了。
Your own faith is important to you.
你的信心对你来讲是非常重要的。
There was a woman who was with Jesus and she was wiping Jesus' feet with the hair of her head.
曾经有一位女人与耶稣在一起的时候，她用她的眼泪是就是她用她的眼泪，她的头发来擦耶稣基督的脚。
And she washed Jesus' feet with her tears.
她用她的眼泪来好像水一样来洗耶稣的脚。
And she wiped Jesus' feet with the hair of her head.
她又用她的头发来把耶稣的脚擦干。
And Jesus said to her, "Thy sins are forgiven. Thy sins are forgiven."
耶稣对这个女人说，你的罪赦免了，得赦免了。
And he said to the woman, "Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace."
耶稣对这个女人说，你的信救了你，平平安安回去吧。
So your own faith is important to you in salvation.
所以你自己的信心对你是非常重要的，特别是在救恩这方面。
Salvation is more important than a miracle.
你的救恩是比这个神迹更重要。
So how important was faith to this woman?
信心对这个女人来说有多么重要呢？
It's important for her salvation.
是对她的信得救，她的救恩来讲是非常重要的。
So what does Peter have to give?
所以我们又回来看，到底彼得有什么能够给人呢？
Peter has the name of Jesus.
彼得所拥有的就是耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Peter has the word of God.
彼得拥有神的话。
Peter has faith in the word of God and in the name of Jesus.
彼得对于耶稣基督对于神的话都是大有信心的。
And Peter shared his faith that day.
在那一天，在这个圣殿的门口，彼得分享了他个人的信心。
Peter preached faith that day.
彼得在那一天，是因着他的信心对众人讲道。
Peter said it was faith in the name of Jesus.
彼得说，这是出于信心，是出于耶稣基督的名。
And by the faith of Jesus, the man was healed.
借着对耶稣基督的信心，这个人得着医治。
And Peter used that to share the gospel, repent and be converted.
彼得用这个机会来分享福音，要呼吁众人要悔改归正。
So when we have the gospel,
所以我们是拥有福音的。
And when we have faith,
我们是有信心的。
We have something to give.
我们就有一些是可以东西是可以给人的。
When we have the word of God,
当我们拥有神的话。
We have something to share.
我们就有东西可以跟别人分享。
So your faith is important.
所以我们的信心是非常重要的。
And so that is the conclusion of my message. What does Peter have to give?
所以我今天证道的一个结论就在这里。彼得有什么能够给予人呢？
And in scripture, Peter gave that same thing to us today.
在今天的经文里，我们看到彼得就是在今天也是给予这样同样的东西给我们，在给我们。
This is given to us today.
我们也是在今天得到信心
And so I would say, in conclusion.
所以 我的结论是
It's important to have faith.
我们拥有信心是非常重要的一件事。
So if you happen to be in church or happen to be listening online,
如果
do you have salvation?
如果你今天在教会里听到，即使是网上听到，你是不是已经得救了呢？
If you don't have salvation, I would suggest to speak to the elders or speak to the pastor at church.
如果你还没有得救，我建议你跟教会的长老们或是牧师来谈一谈。
The people at the church are very friendly.
教会里的弟兄姐妹都是很友善的。
They would be glad to talk to you about the scriptures.
他们都会很高兴的来跟你分享神的话。
And so with that, we will end.
所以我们就谈到这里。
So let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven,
天父啊,
we thank you for the word of God.
我们为你所赐下的话语，神的话，感谢你。
Help us, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣帮助我们。
To show and to share our faith.
让我们在生活中能够表现并且分享我们的信心。
And may we all have salvation.
愿我们众人都能够得救，得着救恩。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 我们谢谢伯伟弟兄跟我们的分享。金和银我都没有，我只把我所有的给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走，让我们一起来唱这首《金和银》。